Song by one of my favorites, Niniola, and it's called Ibadi. If you love the song, you can download it on iTunes. Welcome, guys, to another episode of Chick Chat Live. I have with me in the studio Beat 99.9 FM's broadcaster Tools.
Thank you for coming.
Hi, I have singer-songwriter Lolo Ray, looking gorgeous as ever. And of course, TV presenter and broadcaster Ayo Thompson. Thank you for joining me. So, you know, we're all similar in that we're all in the entertainment industry. So I kind of just want to ask you guys a couple of questions about life and career. So I'm going to start with you, Tools.
Okay. All right.
So growing up outside Nigeria, you've obviously had a lot of influences on your person.
Yes.
How has it been, or how have you coped coming back to Nigeria and, you know, living your truth versus, you know, what's expected of you in your craft?
I have to be honest, it's been quite difficult adapting because, you know, growing up in the UK, for example, when it comes to, let's say, the government, for example, you're encouraged to ask questions. So if, you know, if you want to know why your MP or something has like three cars, if they're using, you know, the taxpayers' money, you have the right to ask. But here it's kind of like just accept it. Just, you know, that's the way things are. And I actually would have lots of arguments with my parents. I would say, why don't we have electricity? Why don't we have this? Why don't we have that? And then my parents would be like, that's just the way it is. So there's that. And then also being a woman, being a woman, and then, you know, being in the public eye. Oh, my goodness. That has
have
probably
you felt
been
more like a woman in Nigeria than like, have you been more aware of
your
femininity?
Yeah, because when I actually moved back, I didn't move back because of the beat. I moved back because my, you know, my dad was like, you need to come back and everything. So he actually wanted me to do some, you know, work with the family. So he wanted me to be like a property manager. And imagine me coming back. I had a whole bunch of guys working under me. And that was pretty difficult because I had to say, okay, you need to be here at this time. I need you to do this. And then they would just be like,
were they all older than you?
A little bit, yeah. But then I think it was more the fact that I was a woman, you know, so that was quite difficult because they would just kind of, you know, give me that whole, what is she saying? Whatever.
And so do you feel like you didn't fit in because of your accent specifically?
Yes. Okay. I've basically over the last few years, I've really worked on like, you know, sort of diluting my accent a bit and then talking slower.
What do people expect of you? Like what's the, at least one of the main things you
Before I got married, it was to be married. there was an immense amount of pressure, and I was just like, why? I don't, you know. But I came to realize that being married in our country is such, as a woman, it's like a massive thing.
It's an achievement.
I have young ladies like that are 22, 23 sending me emails, messages saying, oh, I'm so desperate to get married. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
When I was 23, I was just like, New York, yay! Yeah, with my friends and, you know, so I think, I think obviously if deep down inside, you know that that's what you want, that's different. But if you feel that, okay, people are going to say this about me, people are going to say that about me, I think obviously that's different as well. So yeah, a lot of pressure being a woman, and, you know, you just have to fit into this mold. And if you don't fit into the mold, people aren't afraid to tell you what they think about you.
So, Ayo, I guess as women in entertainment, we know that the industry moves at like the speed of light. Your trends and tastes are changing. How do you, you know, you have to host a live show. That must be incredibly difficult. How do you maintain momentum? So you get a good gig, you're happy about the gig, and, you know, the buzz is there, you know, new show. How do you keep that up, and how do you sort of sharpen your craft when there isn't a gig?
Okay, so obviously one of the most important things, you know, about being in entertainment is that you have to be relevant always. So you're just as good as your last gig, and you have to push and be as consistent, I would say, as possible. I think it's really just trying to, the hustle is real. Mm-hmm. Let me just put it that way. The hustle, people think, maybe people say, oh, I love your job. You know, you just look good on Instagram. And I'm thinking, you don't know the amount of work that goes into that. But so it's hard work. Mm-hmm. You know, we do a lot of work, and I'm sure tools would. Yeah. And of course, you're Cornelia.
It's not as glamorous as it is. Not as glossy as it looks, trust me.
We have late nights. We have to chase up people. We have to be nice to people we don't want to be nice to sometimes when they're mean to us. But you have to do that. You have to smile all the time. The thing, okay, I do radio and TV. Now, the difference is that on radio, you can just be like this and come up. Ah,
yeah, nobody
on
sees
TV,
you.
You have to look and, you know,
sound the part.
So it's, I think it's just being as hardworking as possible, not taking it lightly, and just trying to be relevant, get with trends, understand what's going on, and be able to sharpen your skills in that way.
Mm-hmm. So do you read any publications? Are there any people that you follow just to keep you kind of like, you know, buzzing?
I wish I read more. The thing is that the time doesn't even allow you to read as much as you want to read. True. So Instagram is my first port of call. People think, you know, or thanks to all our blogs out there, because it's like a daily thing. I had to read every single day. Mm-hmm. I had to know what's happening in Tools' life. What's happening, who has gotten engaged, are they saying something? You know, so it becomes, what should be a hobby becomes work, and it's really work.
So you're sort of pulling from what's relevant to kind of use it, I guess, on the show to, you know.
You have to be intelligent. People don't see that as part of being, you know, the qualities of a presenter. Mm-hmm. But because you have to think on your feet, you have to speak intelligently. I like what you said. It's like, oh, I have to think about it. So, you know, it's so you have to work hard. You have to read. Like, I'm glad you mentioned reading. You have to read. Be as broad as possible. They bring up fish. Talk about fish. You know, you have to just be quick on your feet in that way.
So with social media, everybody kind of thinks that, you know, celebrities love and live for social media. Is that the same for you, or how has it sort of helped or not helped sometimes?
Definitely not the same for me. I definitely don't love social media. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I don't love my phone in general. So I'm like the worst person. Mm-hmm. But it's very beneficial for you. Any career, I think, nowadays, everything is online. So it's a good platform.
So do you then get somebody else to manage that? Because that's really not your thing.
I really should. I should.
So you haven't had a bad experience with social media?
I have had many bad experiences.
Okay, so is that why you don't love it, or you just don't love it, or you've grown out of it?
I think I've grown out of it. Okay. But I feel like that was the beginning of the demise.
So comments and just the haters.
I think I trended once because of a show on social media that I didn't turn up for. I didn't turn up for, but there was a disagreement between the promoter and I. And I was trending in the whole of the UK just because of the show, and it was terrible.
So wouldn't that be
I think that was like
one of the main...
I was like, this is evil.
You couldn't take it.
And even things like blog posts. Is that part of social media, would you say? Like,
well, it's new media because it's online. Yeah, it's new media. Yeah.
If you read some of those comments, get your life together, girl. What? You can sit there and cry and eat a whole tub of ice cream. So I just think it's quite vicious sometimes.
Yeah. So you do need thick skin. Coming over to you, have there been like some downfalls where you feel like, you know what, the social media is like? Well, actually, no, there has been.
I don't even
you get it a lot.
Know because I've woken up and I'm trending. I'm like, what did I do? So I've been in this industry for a few years and it would be fantastic if I could say that, oh, it doesn't affect me or, I'm fine. I think I'm just still surprised at how horrible people can be. There have been situations when, you know, something has happened and I've actually, you know, this is not me. Mm-hmm. Something's happening with somebody and I've actually had to reach out like, are you okay? Because I've seen some of the comments and I'm just like, why are people really so nasty? Yeah. But I think it has to do with the fact that our country is kind of messed up. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of young people that are very, very angry, that are very, you know, they probably haven't been to university in a few
high
months.
Tension,
so there's a lot of, so any small thing.
They're
just ready to go at you. And you're just like, whoa.
And do you think that sometimes people feel like celebrities bring it on themselves? So I guess let me just switch it. Do you find it unprofessional when, I guess, a brand or a business claps back? Or do you find it sometimes necessary?
I think it's very... sometimes I think it's very interesting, but then I think it depends on the kind of brand that you are. Mm-hmm. There are certain people that have... part of their brand is the fact that they're not afraid to talk back. John Legend's wife, for example, she is, I think she actually has more fans now because of her clapbacks, because you cannot.
She has some epic.
If you come for her, she'll come for you.
She's coming back for you, yeah.
Me, for example, I don't, I genuinely don't, because I feel that if you are attacking somebody that possibly, actually not even possibly, probably doesn't know you, probably has never seen you before, and if you just start attacking them, I feel that deep down there's something wrong with you. So I feel like I'm just arguing with a crazy person.
Did you build thick skin, or did you kind of grow with, you know what, have you had your crying moments?
Yes, yes, yes. I think the first time, because so my story is when I moved to Nigeria, and then I started working with you. And I guess I had, like, first of all, you get like the positives. Mm-hmm. So everybody loves you. And
love
I remember
you.
Telling my friends, you go, everyone here is lovely. Everyone here is so friendly. And, you know, I think they really like me. Mm-hmm. And then I think the first bad thing that I read about myself, I actually cried. Mm-hmm. I was very upset because I was just like, what did I do? Mm-hmm. Then I started getting a bit more. Mm-hmm. And you get upset. I think now what happens is you get upset. And you know, you're maybe upset for like, you know, a little bit of the day. Mm-hmm. Then you wake up the next and you realize you didn't die.
Die, yeah.
So you're like, okay, fine. There was a time when I was like, all of you, I'm going to hunt every single one of you down. And then I'm like, I don't have that kind of time. So you get upset and then you just, it is what it is. Unfortunately, and a lot of people just say, well, it comes to a territory you should be used to. I don't think anyone can actually, you know, get used to just being the attacked. Mm-hmm. Unless you're somebody that just wants attention, whether it be negative or positive. If that's your game, then you're absolutely okay with it. But
I think most, you know, people in the public, I would agree that the scrutiny of it is probably the greatest disadvantage, because I don't necessarily like to be talked about if it's not work. So if you're not talking about a job, or, you know, if you want to give an opinion about, oh, she's a whack host or she's a great host, that's fine, because that's work related. Mm. But when it's not work and it's just, That's the part I don't particularly love.
People want to know more. They feel they have a right to you.
Yeah.
Just because you're in public, that's your person. Yeah. You're not your own person again.
But I feel that way about other celebrities, though. I just don't see myself as a celebrity, so maybe that's why. But I feel that way about, like, Beyonce. It annoys me that she doesn't want to give us more, but everyone's kind of gotten used to.
We like it.
Beyonce being in Destiny's Child since she was 9, and that's the only thing she's ever going to tell you. But anyway, moving on to Faith and Fear. Let me ask you, Lola, can you describe a moment where you've had to sort of choose faith over fear? Obviously, going into singing, it's not, you know,
no,
it's not being a doctor or being a lawyer in your career.
I think just the decision of doing music alone and leaving university in my last year was faith or fear. Mm-hmm. It was like, I'm a really academic person. Well, I was an extremely academic person.
What did you study?
Fashion.
Okay.
And I like structure.
Sure, yeah.
And there is no structure in this industry. Mm-hmm. Like, it is organized chaos. And every single day is faith or fear.
Yeah.
I don't think you ever stop kind of being scared, but you just have to keep your faith.
Oh, so it's not once you've chosen the career, it's like something that every event, there's always...
Because I feel like it's every event, and then when you finally get to where you want to get to, it's kind of like, okay, now how I have to keep the faith that I can stay here.
Yeah.
You know, and maintain this lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's every day.
Mm-hmm. How do you know for sure if what you're doing is the right thing?
Even when it becomes really stressful, I'm happy to be tired at work. I'm happy to go to work, be stressed out, and then still go back the next day. And it's interesting to do something. I always say that I love the camera. I love, you know, once the lights come on, I'm like, you know, no matter what I'm doing at that time. And so it's great to be able to do that. I feel it's such a privilege to do something I really enjoy doing.
Okay. So let's just summarize this, you know, segment. I have, like, Nigerians, you know how to say, Nigerians are notorious for being late. So I don't know if you guys read the reason.
Yeah.
I mean, I sometimes just can't get it together. And, you know, one of my silliest excuses for being late was truly because I couldn't find my bra. And it was my favorite bra.
Of course, that's a good enough excuse.
Maybe most girls can relate to this story, but my day will not go right if that bra does not surface. But obviously, when you get to the meeting now, you can't tell them that you were looking for your bra. But I literally didn't leave my house. I told them I had a flat tire. I couldn't really tell them what the road was. So I told them, and I couldn't say I was sick. So I just told them, I had a flat tire and everything was good. But do you guys have any silly excuses? Anything similar?
I'm bad at lying. Terrible. I start to stutter.
Lola, do you have any crappy excuses?
I have too many. That's the problem. I don't even know where to start.
Which one can you share?
I had a show. It was a GTB show, and I was in the UK performing. Mm-hmm. And we were really late to the airport. And I get to the airport, and the guy's like, oh, you look really different in this picture. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I had a tan. And he's like, you don't look 46. And I was like, huh? It was my mom's passport.
Oh my God.
So I was late for the show. So I had to get on another flight. And I had to, I think I lied and was like, oh, you know, they're delayed. I had to get another flight.
You're trying to shame them, but
it's sorry. I mean, but yeah, literally.
That was so you took your mom's passport instead of your passport, yeah, and then so you now had to go back.
Extremely late. I think I was 4 hours late, but you know, Nigerian shows, they go on to like,
they're still doing like rehearsals.
Honestly, I actually think I actually was early to the show.
Oh my gosh.
I actually was early.
Wow.
Oh. So, too, do you have a silly excuse for being late?
Obviously, I wasn't honest about it, but I was late once because I couldn't draw my eyebrows right. I have funny eyebrows, so I literally, it was like one was here, the other one's there, and I was just like, nope, I need to try this. Yeah. So yeah. The biggest mistake that I do make is I think that I can make a 15-minute journey in 5 minutes and like a 30-minute journey. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, I'm sure I can. Mm-hmm. And this is Lagos. So of course, that rarely works. Sometimes you can't even...
I have to deal with Awolowo Road, so that never works for me. In fact, I think I can fly anywhere and face Awolowo Road.
Yeah, so that's it.
Okay, well, that's not so bad because I think a lot of girls might be able to relate to the eyebrows.
Okay.
I'm crap at eyebrows.
I have different shaped eyebrows.
Like, try explain that to your boss. He's like... My boss would just know that would not fly at all.
And now that's a wrap for the first segment. We're moving on to our hot topic of the day. Is he stingy or nah? Join us after the break.
Hey guys, here's the story. I've been dating my boyfriend for 1.5 years, and we both have a strong connection and love for each other. Our relationship is seemingly going well, but I keep getting this nagging feeling that I've ignored something too long. The issue is, he's never bought me a gift. Last year on my birthday, our first together, he said happy birthday, and the day went on as normal. There was no talk about it or attempt to make me feel special. Our relationship was at the 6-month mark, so I felt it was still too early. Then next Christmas came around, he said Merry Christmas. Valentine's came around, and well, you guessed it, nothing for babes. I'm not materialistic, but I think that if you care about someone, you want to show him or her how you feel, and make them feel cared for or appreciated. After Valentine's Day, I talked to him about my feelings. He expressed that he felt bad for being so inconsiderate and that he forgets because they don't celebrate much in his family. Well, my birthday rolls around yet again and brother didn't perform. So I'm left with a big question mark in my head. Is this dude stingy? He really enjoys receiving gifts and looks forward to the nice things I get him. It's in my nature to go out of my way, so my gifts are usually well received. I don't give expecting to receive, but I like nice things and I would love the love of my life to adorn me with them in whatever measure he could afford. When we go out, he pays, but we're both so busy and when we're not, we're usually indoors. I'm trying to understand why an otherwise sweet and caring guy is dabbling in this grey area. Am I fickle and silly for making this a problem? Or is this a sign that if he's not spending now, then he never will? I'm also not sure how to handle his upcoming birthday. Would it be childish of me to refrain from getting him something just to prove a point? Or am I wrong? Is this lack of gift-giving a trait I should be conscious of? It is clear that after speaking to my friends that I place a high importance on gift-giving in a relationship than most women. Is this a settle or a compromise if I choose to ignore and continue in this relationship?
Welcome back, guys. So you've heard the story. I'm going to pass it on to you, Lola. What do you think? So is this guy stingy?
I mean, after her communicating with him that, you know, she feels some type of way and she would like to receive gifts as well. I wouldn't call him stingy, but I would call him...
extremely stingy.
Exactly. I was waiting for what you would stingy. Call him.
Do you think he's wrong for not doing it or you don't think that there's anything bad about what he's doing?
I don't think he's wrong. Mm-hmm. It may be due to his upbringing, but... Mm-hmm. I just feel like if you know this is your partner, is a gift more than your relationship? Like, is that really what's going to make you upset?
Mm.
But that's me because I have I don't like receiving gifts.
Oh, you're quite soft.
You
really are. I'm very laid back. Perfect girlfriend. You don't care for gifts?
No, I'm not big on gifts. Okay. I would definitely give, I love giving gifts, but receiving them, I feel like I don't know, if you make a big deal out of it, you'll always be let down. So what's the point?
So just have no expectation.
Just have no expectation,
I can't live life like that. Sorry, I just can't.
No.
So what would you say to
that?
Okay,
so I was like Lola before I met a guy who used to buy me gifts. And I knew, I like gifts actually. actually. Yeah. Until afterwards. Maybe. Mm-hmm. So because sometimes it just makes you feel good as a woman. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're raised to feel like if you expect gifts, you are materialistic. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a gold digger. Don't mm-hmm. expect. Just mm-hmm. let him do what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. But actually, I found out that when you love someone, mm-hmm. it's automatic. You want to buy things for the person. Mm-hmm. I don't understand because mm-hmm. when I'm in a relationship, I see, and it will look good on him. Oh, mm-hmm. this, you would like this. I'm yeah. thinking of how to give. Mm-hmm. So if we've been going out for a number of years, not one thing. You've never seen mm-hmm. anything in your life that is good for me. Mm-hmm. There's a problem.
So do you think that, okay, so she's saying like the first time it happened in 6 months, she mm-hmm. hadn't gotten anything.
Yeah.
But she's thinking, okay, it's still six mm-hmm. months. It's still early. You know what I mean? Do you think 6 months is too early?
It's too long.
It's too long. Oh, so you should be getting gifts after what?
No, it's too long for you not to get a gift.
Okay.
Even before you start dating, mm-hmm. he needs to show that, mm-hmm. yeah. you know, haven't they had Valentine's Day? She didn't yeah. have a birthday.
She had a birthday, she had Christmas, and then she had Valentine's. No. Now, I like what you said there about, you know, not making it a big deal. Now, if a guy, mm-hmm. you know, means well, he's paying mm-hmm. for stuff. He's obviously not a completely all-around stingy minge, mm-hmm. but he must be somewhat thoughtless if he just does not remember birthday, Christmas. Yeah. Like, I mean, you see all the decorations outside, like Valentine's, they're always singing the jingles and everything. How do you not remember to get somebody something, you know, tangible, you know, for their birthday? Do you find that that's selfish, or do you think that we shouldn't place a high value?
For me, I'm big on gift giving. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to give me a bad gift. It's mm-hmm. another thing to give me no gift at all. That's even, you know, so I'm big on gift giving, and I love receiving gifts as well. Mm-hmm. I love, you know, something for my birthday. Mm-hmm. Oh, I traveled, I just saw this, and I get excited. Yeah. It makes me, it's not so much, I don't look at the gift and say, oh, I wonder how much this is worth. Mm-hmm. It's more a case of you were away, mm-hmm. you know, you were, and you thought of me. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we're dating, you have to.
Yeah.
Because you would know.
That you won't appreciate sentimental gifts. So if there's a guy that gives you gifts and he's giving you a card with like love words, yeah. or he's giving you like cowrie shells from like your first holiday together, like, yeah. oh, remember this when we yeah. took a walk on the beach, he brings you sand. Mm-hmm. Like, do you think that it's about the thought and the sentimentalness of it should do?
If I'm not giving you cowrie shells, don't give me cowrie shells. If I'm not giving you a box of sand, don't give me a box of sand.
Yeah.
If I'm going, if you said that, oh, I like this guy's belt, and it's mm-hmm. like a, I don't know, Versace or, you know, LV mm-hmm. or whatever belt, mm-hmm. and I get it for you, mm-hmm. don't now come and give me some seashells.
Yeah.
Because for me, that's just, yeah. there's something.
So you think monetary, but there's something to be said for actually spending money.
There's, see, the kind of person I am, I'm not going to lie, I do like the, you know, luxury gifts, mm-hmm. and I do also like the, okay, well, this was, I remember you gave me this, or, mm-hmm. you know, I remember this was the, I don't know, package or something. I do mm-hmm. appreciate the sentimental ones. Mm-hmm. I think there should be a good balance. Yeah. So I actually wouldn't yeah. end up being in a relationship with that person because, yeah. you know, gift giving is actually quite big to me. Mm-hmm. So I definitely, yeah. you know.
Would take it as a sign.
Yeah, I wouldn't, I mm-hmm. probably wouldn't marry somebody that wasn't yeah. into like giving gifts. Yeah.
Let's find out what our chicks in the streets had to say.
If it's just gifts as the problem, I think she should overlook it. And since his birthday is coming, she should get him a gift as well. I think the guy would have been thinking in his mind that I don't buy this babe gifts. But then she's going, I mean, if she eventually buys him a gift, he will think about it and be like, oh, despite the fact that I don't buy her gifts and stuff, she's still buying me gifts on my birthday. So that's my opinion.
Every girl likes like you bringing a gift. You're celebrating your birthday and everybody knows you have, your girlfriends know you have a boyfriend, and you don't get any gifts, like, Abba. Your girlfriend around will be like, I didn't see brother gift or what's happening. If it were to be me, if it's his birthday, I'll just give him a doll of slippers. I'll just be like, guy, you don't give me gifts, but at least I tried.
I don't see it as if the guy is stingy anyway. It might not be stingy, but some guys don't know how to give gifts, how to share gifts. But since you said the guy is turning up, he pays the girls' bills, it's still a normal thing. The guy is not stingy for me. But some other girls, they are always after gifts and money. And relationship is not about gift and money all the time. There are times you just chill. Some girls will be like, Christmas time, you want gifts. Valentine, you want gifts. Easter, you want gifts. Even when you are mourning people, you want gifts also. Things are not like that. From my own perspective, the guy should learn how to appreciate the babe. But girls should reduce the way they hacks.
I think I actually have an issue with not giving gifts though. Like on those days, Like, I don't really even care about other days.
Valentine.
That Valentine is not even the main cocoa for
birthday.
Me. Because I don't even... Birthday. Oh. Like, no. No. I really cannot stand it. I really cannot stand it. I've actually broken up with somebody because he did not give me a gift on my birthday. So, So anything little, it will be appreciated. You might actually be broke. You might actually be a broke nigga, but my card is actually really appreciated. Yeah, me, what do I like? Let me not lie for you. What I like, if you want to give me. Give me something that I actually
need. Give me a car.
Give me something I need. Yeah, I like things I actually need. I actually like biros a lot because I'm a decent. I like phones. Yes, I like it. Yeah, nice pair.
I like shoes.
See, I don't mind a car at all. I don't mind a car. No, I just like to feel good. Like, I don't mind the house too.
Haba. Because no, I'm angry already. For over a year, you will not give me my birthday gift. So it's not like the relationship is based on that, but kilo day on top what? Okay. Even if he pays for other stuff, my birthday should mean a lot to you. Wait, is the guy okay? How will you be paying for other things that you don't buy me a gift? You know, that kind of thing. But we can just forgive him, but on his birthday, I'll get him something so that he'll feel very bad. But after I get him that, you know, I'm going to tell him, even if you cannot do it for me, I will do it for you. I don't have bad behavior like you, so just change or something. Peace. You know, when I say chick, you say chat. Chick chat live, chick chat live. Keep watching chick chat live
with Cornelia
O'Dwyer.
Do you think that it's redeemable? Is it something that he can learn from? So he's messed up again, no shoe, after she spoke to him. The next opportunity he had. So do you think that you can this guy is redeemable? Or do you think she just let it go? Would you be childish and like not give him anything on his birthday coming up? Like, do you think she should just like keep quiet and just go on with the day as well?
I think she really needs to like think about this relationship because if it's a big deal to her, unfortunately he might, maybe, you know, the next year he might just say, oh yeah, let me get you a gift. But after a while, he will, you know, go back to his old ways. So she needs to really think, is this a big enough deal? Is our relationship balanced? Or is this like a deal breaker? If it's a deal breaker, then, you know, that's it. Like, for me, I would be very upset. Yeah. I would be very upset if I'd said, okay, I'll give you an example now. I love flowers. I'm allergic to pollen, but I love flowers, they just make me happy. So when I started dating my husband, I did mention that to him. Yeah. I just love it. So I did mention that to him. I mentioned that I love flowers, and he, obviously being a Nigerian guy, is like, I don't understand. Flower will die. Yeah. You know, and I just said, look, I just love getting flowers. They make me happy. And he was like, no, I don't do that. So I sent him flowers. I sent him flowers and he called me on the phone. He's like, oh my God, you sent me flowers. No one had ever sent him flowers, but it made him happy. So ever since then, I got flowers dying.
So in summary, Lola, let's make you give the final word.
Oh my God.
So would you say that she should move on with her life and sort of like, you know, settle with the fact that this guy is not going to make her happy if she's still thinking about it every day? Or would you say she needs to sort of like compromise and just move on and let him be who he truly is?
To be honest, I wouldn't even advise. I hate advising people that are in relationships. I really believe you should follow your intuition. But do whatever makes you happy. If him not buying you gifts is making you unhappy, then clearly he may not be the one for you. If he's a really good man, personally speaking, if I have to give advice, if he's a really, really good man and he's fulfilling most of the boxes that most guys are not fulfilling nowadays, try and find a bypass. Like, there must be a middle ground. Like, maybe focus on the things he does on a daily basis for you rather than the big occasions that we've manifested and made really big and important things, like Valentine's Day, that I think is ridiculous.
I don't think that Valentine's Day is a necessary gift to receive, but I feel like it is a day that men avoid just because it has become this thing. So don't just avoid it because it's become a thing. If you can, you know, give me a card or whatever, then, you know, it's just, I guess, the thought.
I think if you can appreciate your woman on that day, it's nice. It is nice, but...
But you don't have to go buy me, like, you know, anything crazy or expensive. Or just be there, actually.
Exactly.
Just be like next to me so I know you're not anywhere else. Well, thank you, ladies, for sharing. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Well, that's it, guys. You've heard it here. If he's not buying a thing for you, it doesn't necessarily mean he's selfish. Follow your heart, follow your intuition. I will see you next time on Chick Chat Live.